First question, can you tell me what life experience makes you most qualified to be elected to city council?
I'd say that the direct experience that qualifies me is having been managing editor of the Mountain Express and a reporter for the Express over about a 20-year period, both as a freelance and as an employee there, and covering a lot of local elections, a lot of local council meetings and commission meetings. And I had a pretty good idea how the whole thing worked before I was elected in 2009.
So what's the greatest challenge the city faces over the next 24 months?
The really big challenge for the city that needs to be addressed actually at the state level is to find a way to garner more income for the city from the people who come into the city every day. I would say that an increased room tax is essential. Other cities in the state have up to an 11-cent room tax, and part of that money goes to the city, like City of Wilmington. Here we have a 4-cent room tax, and all of it goes to the Tourism Development Authority. So it doesn't help with the infrastructure that we have here for tourists, for shoppers, for the people that come for the hospitals and so forth. And that's a real problem because we have about a 50% increase in population from night to day. And so the taxpayers in the city are paying for services and infrastructure for those other 40,000 people who roll into town every day.
Can you tell me what you've read recently that you enjoyed?
I'm currently reading a history of social media. The title is Writing on the Wall, the First 2,000 Years. And it's explaining how actually there was a form of social media all the way back in ancient Rome. And they used wax tablets that if you look at a picture of them, it looks a lot like an iPad. And they would write messages and send them by way of couriers across town, and people would bring the messages back to them. Cicero, who was one of the greatest letter writers of the time, had daily updates, even when he was 500 miles outside of Rome, on what was going on inside the city. And the writer covers how it changed through the years and how mass media, which we think of as sort of the norm, the big commercial television networks, the big print media, is actually a very short-term phenomenon in the history of communication, that most media before that and now growing today is in the form of social media, people to people. And so it's a really interesting look at the history of communication.
What have you learned about this community during your campaign for elected office?
That question sort of reflects the idea this is a first campaign. I mean, I've been on council now for 4 years. So one of the things I've learned is that most of the people in the community who are actively engaged are really willing to find compromise. That we really have a very flexible community. People are very concerned about it. And in fact, we have a reputation in the state for being an activist community. But people are willing to sit down and talk. And sometimes that means we have long meetings or a lot of meetings. But I find that I really like the way the people of Asheville interact with each other and with the government. When I was elected, I expected to get lots of phone calls, and I have not. I've gotten very few. I've gotten a lot of emails, sometimes 200 or more a day, which is hard to keep up with.